All right, on the line with me, we got ourselves a rock star and someone we know and love. It is Taylor Momsen, Pretty Reckless. Hi.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Doing well. Thank you so much for joining us again here on 105.7 The X, what I consider the greatest rock city in America, Peoria, Illinois, the heartland, right in the middle of the country. And Taylor, you know what I love about you is you don't apologize for who you are. You are a rock girl through and through, and you're just kicking all kinds of ass. So thank you for continuing to carry that torch, man. How's that feel?
I never know, man. I just love making music, and the fact that I can call making music my job is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the new album is out, came out, of course, last fall. Who You Selling For, an interesting name for an album. But before we go there, we have, of course, a show with you guys coming up on May 15 at Expo Gardens here in Peoria. Tickets are on sale, rocking. It is May 15. Pretty Reckless, Them Devil's going to be there as well. So you're coming to town. We're ready to rock.
We are ready to rock you guys. So everyone come down. It's a good show. We now have three records, so we've got a lot of material to choose from, and it's a lot longer of a set now. It's developed. It's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So going back to the album, Who You Selling For, why the title there with that? I'm guessing you're taking a parting shot a little bit with the title like that?
We went through a lot of different options, and obviously Who You Selling For is a song on the record, sticking with a theme there since all our records all our record titles have been songs. But that one seemed to kind of stick out because we made this kind of classic rock record that's eclectic and hopefully has something for everyone, but the title Who You Selling For seemed appropriate. It was kind of interesting to pose a question to the audience, and it seemed interesting to let the audience interpret it for themselves, because it seems to mean something different to everyone.
Right.
I mean, it means something different to me every day.
Right.
So wrapping my head around it.
Well, that's why you call it art. That is the way it is. That's a good thing. And, you know, this record, it's interesting. You've always had a bit of a soulful, bluesy feel on top of the hard, you know, the influence of, you can feel like, you know, Led Zeppelin and everything you do as well and everything that's going on. But it's sultry, bluesy feel. Was there additional stuff that influenced you when you recorded this album?
I mean, it's everything. It's the same. As far as bands, it's the same influence as always. I mean, you always start with the Beatles and then, you know, Led Zeppelin and The Who and Pink Floyd and AC/DC and Soundgarden and Nirvana and The Doors. And, yeah, I keep listening to bands.
Right.
No, but rock and roll stems from the blues. So how can you can't eliminate that, you know?
Right.
I think that there's no way to get around it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, it's pretty fantastic. I saw you guys, of course, you had some network TV stuff going on here recently. What was it like to be on Conan the other night? Was that nerve-wracking or was that fun?
It was a lot of fun. It was a long day, but it was a lot of fun.
Right. No, that's cool. That's a good thing. So what can we expect? You talk about the live show here. We had you guys here, 3 years back. And like you said, you have new material, more material to play with. So, I mean, really, just going to kind of span all three albums, or are there some other surprises up your sleeve?
I never know, man. I'm always, we've got a lot of, we have some covers, but I don't know if we'll throw them in yet. We're really having fun playing the new record. I mean, let's be honest, it's always fun to play your new material, but we'll throw some old stuff in there as well.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So a couple of random questions for Taylor. By the way, Taylor Momsen here from The Pretty Reckless is who we're chatting with. They're going to be in town, her and her band, The Pretty Reckless, here on May 15 for the 105.7 The X one-nighter. Great rock show going to be happening. Tickets are on sale right now with our link at 105.7thexrocks.com. Taylor, your background, you know, some folks will ask the question, you know, acting. You're an actress, obviously, the modeling and whatnot. Some folks will say, wow, why did she leave all that in the background to go be a rock girl and do her thing? And I think I already know this answer, but what's your answer to those folks who ask those questions?
It wasn't my passion. I mean, music is my identity, and when I got old enough to make my own decisions, I quit everything and went down this crazy road of rock and roll.
Right. No, that's a good thing. That's a great thing. So what pisses you off these days? Like, I mean, what is it about? I mean, you know, rock and roll is always a bit of an anger thing. I mean, let's be honest. It's aggressive. It's fun. It's passionate. So what pisses you off today that would inspire you to potentially write a song? What is that motivation?
That's a complicated question.
Yeah, sorry.
It deserves a way longer answer than I'm sure the time we have. But, I mean, obviously what's going on in the world right now is not great.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of material waiting to be written. But, no, I draw from everything. I mean, I draw from my personal experiences and, you know, my personal emotions to, you know, everything that's happening around the world. I mean, you certainly gain a different perspective after you've toured the world multiple times.
Right.
And And that certainly changes your mindset, I think, and it adds to your ability to expand in your writing.
Absolutely. You guys have been around the world. What's it like in Europe? I mean, obviously the appeal for rock and roll in Europe is just, it's mind-boggling. I mean, rock is the number one music choice, it seems to be, all over Europe. It's got to be a lot of fun.
It is, and they are very passionate about it, and the fans love it. So it's always fun to go over there. We were just over there not too long ago, and going back again soon. I think, you know, rock and everyone says rock and roll's dead, and I think it's just in a transitory state. Rock and roll can't die, because it's not just a form of music; it's a mindset, you know. And
right.
I think now more than ever, I think it's time for its resurgence.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I think there's a lot of reasons why, you know, people would say that, you know. So, like, but look, for what we're doing in the Midwest, you know, a city like Peoria and a lot of rock stations in the Midwest, you know, the passion is there. You know, rock is still the number one choice, has been, and, you know, trends come and go. I mean, right now it's, you know, you see the trends of bro country or whatever, but you see that type of movement, but they steal elements of rock and roll to get across their message. What I'm like, really? These guys are doing, they're singing about that. That used to be a rock theme or a rock issue or what, you know. It just seems like rock needs to stay true to themselves, and I think that's what you guys are doing every day.
Oh, thank you, and I agree. I think, and to me, rock and roll is freedom. That's what's so cool about, you know, it encompasses everything. Like, there's no limitations in rock and roll. It's pop, it's blues, it's jazz, it's hip-hop.
It's everything.
It's country, it's everything. So as a writer and as a musician, like, it's very freeing to have no limitations like that.
Right. Taylor, thank you so much for taking time this morning. We really appreciate it. It's Taylor Momsen, the Pretty Reckless in town on May 15th for the 105.7 The X one-nighter. The band Them Devil's going to be there, and tickets are on sale again with our link at 105.7therocks.com and all the co-op locations here in Peoria. Taylor, we'll see you soon. Have a tremendous run on these other shows going on, and we'll see you in May, okay?
Amazing. Thank you so much. See you soon.
All right, talk to you later. It's Taylor Momsen. It's 105.7 The X and The Morning X.